Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and here's our news for this hour. In a Michigan courtroom, Gregory David Keller Jr. appeared for a plea hearing on charges including operating without security, insurance plate registration, and driving while license suspended. Keller had previously failed to appear for court dates. A plea agreement was proposed. No contest to operating without security and guilty to driving while license suspended. Mr. Keller subsequently pleaded guilty to driving while license suspended and no contest to operating without security. Upon questioning Keller if he was driving without a license and insurance on November 9, 2025, in Caseville, the township denied that he had done that. The prosecutor provided the attorney for Keller with a body cam video of the incident to show his client, saying maybe it would help him remember. Since he faced charges, including driving while his license was suspended and multiple vehicle violations, such as having no insurance, no plate, and no registration. After reviewing the video, Dale admitted to operating a motor vehicle on November 9th, 2025, confirming his license was suspended and that he was aware of the suspension. The court accepted his guilty plea for the suspended license charge and no contest plea for the vehicle infractions, finding the pleas were made knowingly and voluntarily. Sentencing for Gregory Dale has been scheduled for Thursday, February 19th at 10 a.m. He has also been instructed to meet with pretrial services, and his attorney will provide a current phone number to the court clerk. And in court today, Kyle Shaw failed to appear for his scheduled 9 a.m. hearing, with the current time noted as 9:53 a.m. Court officials confirmed he was not present in the hall, courtroom, or via Zoom. An existing bench warrant for Mr. Shaw carrying a $50 bond will remain in effect. The court concluded the proceeding with no further action from the prosecution. And also in court today, a probable cause conference was held for Edward Sterling Coffey. Assistant prosecuting attorney Alexander Pahaney presented a plea offer which would allow Mr. Coffey to waive his preliminary examination and plead guilty to the charge, with the prosecution agreeing not to pursue further habitual offender action. Defense attorney Dallas Rooney stated this was the first time he had heard the offer and indicated an agreement to reconvene in about a week to discuss it. The prosecutor will email a copy of the offer to the court and to Mr. Rooney. The court confirmed a preliminary hearing was scheduled for next Friday.
Many of our most important memories are made at school, but for children with clefts, like Victoria, the classroom can be a place of fear and isolation. Everything changed after one life-transforming surgery made possible by SmileTrain. SmileTrain partners with local experts to support with free cleft surgeries and other comprehensive care, empowering children to thrive in school and in life. Let's help every child walk into the classroom with confidence. Visit smiletrain.org/learn.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. And looking at our national news, U.S. News announces 2026 Best Cars for the Money Awards. The annual rankings for automotive value were released today at the Washington, D.C. Auto Show. The 2026 list expanded to include 20 categories, reflecting a market heavily saturated with hybrid and electric vehicle options. Kia and Hyundai dominated the awards, winning in multiple SUV and sedan categories. Judges highlighted that despite rising vehicle prices, these manufacturers have maintained a balance of high-tech features and long-term reliability. We got your precision weather popping up here in a moment, but I'm going to go ahead and remind everyone once again of that extreme cold watch we've got going on, where temperatures are going to reach to negative 25 below at some point between this evening, Thursday, and Saturday morning. So please, by all means, definitely bundle up, wear layers, and only let the little four-legged fur babies go outside when they absolutely have to, and bring them in as quick as possible.